Money is it. Money is the big important thing. I have to confess a conflict. My husband is Fred Wertheimer, who's been very involved in passing campaign finance reform. So he's been, he sold me. I was skeptical for some time, but he finally sold me on the connection between money and politics being, you know, I used to think, well, money is really just a means to an end. It's something that people have to do in order to get into office where they can do what they really want to do. But I've seen increasingly, as the amounts of money get larger and larger, I've seen that people do what they were essentially paid to do. I think for most of your listeners and for most people in America, if they think back to the last time they gave a politician $10,000, you know, they won't be able to remember doing that.
No, they won't.
I think that most of us, you know, think that if we've shelled out $100 for a political campaign, that we've made a substantial contribution. But when corporations and very wealthy people can give $1 million, you know, I just have that feeling that if you show up in their office versus the guy who gave $1 million, you're not going to be the one who gets taken to lunch and listened to. So, you know, I think we have to give some thought to what kind of people we're electing to Congress. And I think the American people have come to regard the Congress as largely irrelevant to their lives, and they see in a moment like this that it isn't. And so, you know, might be well to take a good, hard, cold look at everybody we're voting for and kind of thinking, do I really want to be doing this? Is this what I really want? Or maybe I really want some other kind of representation.
If I could ask you to make a prognostication about the next election, what do you
think?
The
next election, I can confidently say, is going to be completely uneventful. You know, this is the year after redistricting. What happens in redistricting is generally that legislatures reach out to their incumbents and make them as safe as they possibly can. So except for open seats where there is no incumbent, almost every election is safe for the incumbent.
And is it too early to think about the presidential election?
Well, I think if you were to think about it right this minute, you would think that George Bush would be reelected, because here he is, a wartime president, very, very popular. And it's difficult to see who the Democrats run who would be more popular than he is. But I would think, I mean, my guess right now would be that it would be Al Gore. And it would be interesting to see what the American people think. Do they think he was robbed of the election last time? Do they think that he would be as good or better than George Bush? What are the kinds of concerns that the American people will have in 2004? It's way too early to tell. I mean, if you're going to make a guess right now, you'd have to say president reelected. But, you know, there are a whole lot of very complicated, nasty things that can happen between now and then.
And certainly if we have Al Gore and George W. Bush running against each other, it will probably be a very closely watched election and closely counted.
Well, it would be also probably very close once again. It's a fascinating thing to think the United States could tie in a presidential election. But we may see a little bit more of the Congress shake loose in 2004 than we will see in 2002.
How's the House look to you?
The House, I think, the House, there's absolutely no way to tell. The House, there are only about 24 competitive races in the United States of America out of a possible 435 congressional seats. There are only about, you know, 20-something races. And it could go either way, but I think the chances are very good that whichever way it goes, it will still be very closely divided. The Senate has some more interesting races than the House does, and there again, the Republicans are hoping to recapture, the Democrats are hoping to consolidate. Neither one could happen.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if we had a democratically dominated Congress working with George Bush?
I think George Bush would work well with the democratically dominated Congress. I mean, I think George Bush is a relatively pragmatic fellow. There are some things that he feels very strongly about, tax cuts being one of them. But, you know, he's a politician. He seems to me to be perfectly well able to deal with other politicians. I think he'd probably do fine. I wouldn't imagine that he would be at total war with the Congress. And I don't think that the Democrats, if they did get control, would get control with a big enough margin that they could, that they would want to be at war with him. Nor do I think that if the United States is still engaged in a war against terrorism, that the Congress and the President would wish to show a divided front to the rest of the world.